move. You better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember. I'll be the one. You won't forget.
Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and you get the latest Cleveland Browns draft coverage directly from the source. Yep, that's us right here in Berea. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. And we have got some folks on the line, Reg, that want to talk with us. We'll also get into some tweets. Megan Rock has got a couple of those together for us as well.
Twitter's blowing up again today, Vic. Can't wait till we get there.
I know. We do. There's some really good stuff on Twitter. Let's start, though, with Sean in Medina. Hello, Sean.
Hey, fellas. Happy Friday.
Same to you, bro.
Thanks, man. Hey, I have a top three, and it is Bortles, Bridgewater, and Manziel. But after listening to Paul, I think I want to move Manziel up to number two. And I was always on the fence a little bit because of his, you know, his electricity, the vibe he brings. And I think that with the way things have gone for us the past couple of years, I think he might energize the city and the team.
Could do that. And that's not a small consideration. I'm hearing more and more people weigh in on that. A lot of them say don't overrate the, you know, the spectacle aspect, the media attraction that he'll be, all that stuff, because it only it doesn't mean anything if there aren't wins. And I'm in that school, too, except that I will add – I like the fact that somebody would bring some life and attention and spark to a team that needs that as long as he can play. I love the story, and I love us talking about it. And look at where we are now. We're in March, and this guy is a dominant subject. And can you imagine if he's on this football team, Michael?
Yeah, well, that might be a factor, Vic, but obviously it still comes down to whether or not, from Jimmy Haslam to Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine, Kyle Shanahan, everybody involved feels that this young man is going to be able to come in, and if you take him at four, Vic, you know, virtually immediately be able to take this organization to a different level of winning than we've experienced. That still has to be the bottom line. Yep. I like all the excitement, too. I like the fact I do think yesterday, though, he helped himself immeasurably off the field when he went right to Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and said, I've talked to them both. I've studied them, and I fully understand what I'm going to have to do to galvanize the team I go with, a locker room, and become a leader for that football team. That was probably a off-the-field stroke of genius as well for Manziel yesterday, Vic.
Dave and Zora, what do you got, Dave?
I was just going to say, I mean, here we have a Heisman Trophy winner. The level of competition this kid faced in college is twice as good as what these other quarterbacks have faced. I mean, we have a superstar sitting right in front of us. We've got to go after him. They should have been at that pro day yesterday. And, I mean, he fits Cleveland like a glove.
Well, maybe he does. And your points are well taken. There are certain indisputable facts. And you heard Paul Burmeister get into the prettiness of those long ball throws and that was a revelation and an eye-opener to him. All right, Megan Rock has got some tweets to share with us right now. Megan, you take the floor.
All right. Mark Normington says, sign free agent Deshaun Jackson. Draft the best offensive lineman at 4 and a quarterback at 26.
You know, on the Deshaun Jackson signing, the number one thing is I could envision tremendous impact that he would have on an offense, especially with a guy like Kyle Shanahan, Michael, pushing the buttons and putting him in the right place to succeed. I would also just assume, and I think I can assume this, that Ray Farmer, personnel staff, Browns organization will do their due diligence like they would on any player, especially maybe one where there are these rumblings of maybe some issues. Find out why. I mean, why isn't he there to help Chip Kelly's Eagles if it has anything to do more than money? But even with money, I mean, you know, you do have to make those tough decisions when you got a $10 million balloon or so payout to make. You have to decide what you're going to do, and you can cut loose with a guy. But I think it's critical to know what you have to know in terms of background.
Vic, when they re-upped both Jeremy Maclin and Riley Cooper, correct? And then they went out and got Darren Sproles, did they not? I mean, again, look, you do not release a talented weapon playmaker like DeSean Jackson unless there has to be something there that would even make you think about that in the prime of his career, Vic. I can't get beyond that right at first blush.
What do you got, Meg? You got another tweet for us?
Yep. EJ, he hit on both our questions. He says we should take Watkins at 4 and then a corner at 26. And then he rated the quarterbacks Bortles, Garoppolo, and then Johnny.
All right. Well, that's an interesting comparison, too.
That is. Vic, the corner at 26, I'm kind of intrigued by that, Vic, and I do think that if it were to be one of the quarterbacks for the Browns at 4, or even if it was Sammy Watkins, I could see that happening. We didn't discuss that yesterday when we were kind of banging that around a little bit. Everybody assumes it's offense, but Or even at that safety position, what if someone like, and I don't know if he'll fall, what if someone like Darquez Dennard, you know, that hard-hitting, strong corner from Michigan State was there?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Maybe even Calvin Pryor, the free safety from Louisville.
Like him a lot.
Right, I do too. So
Kyle Fuller, there's some
good
corners.
There's a third. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, do you?
Not at all,
no.
And it's a critical position. I want to share one quick thing because I know he listens to the show because the show bears the name of his dealership, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. But our great friend Jim Herrick there texted something that got me thinking because this hasn't come up before, and he's right. He says, why has no one compared Johnny Manziel to Colt McCoy when you talk about the size and the college record thing, Colt McCoy, winningest quarterback in the history of Texas, and you got Johnny Manziel in that 2-year window of the dynamic success that he's had, but from a size standpoint, you saw ultimately that was the shortcoming with McCoy. I guess we didn't see, did we see as many magical plays from McCoy as you see from Manziel, if that's
at
the
Texas?
Right adjective. Did he do as many magical things at Texas besides just win as,
exactly.
as Manziel did it at
no,
A&M?
No, yeah. not with that
would be my
electricity stamp to it.
Yeah.
Vic, real quick, if you remember yesterday, I went more to the NFL card and said we've seen Jeff Garcia.
Yeah, you
Jeff
used Garcia,
Garcia,
but I mean,
I use
McCoy's
Garcia
fair,
from the NFL standpoint.
McCoy's a very fair comparison from a size ratio with college success. So, Jim, thank you for that great thought as well. All right, we are going to have an outstanding guest. This guy's always a ball of fire. Sal Palantonio, ESPN, is going to join us at the top here. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on a Football Friday. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.